with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, and maybe think about getting out in your backyard and creating a little grill envy in your neighborhood, because spring has sprung. There's flowers all over my yard and around the house, and I am just in the mood to cook some food. What about you, Barbecue Bob?
I'm fretting because I didn't get my crabgrass thing down yet.
Oh, the preen or whatever
they call
it? I
think I missed it. No, you know, the whole Scott's crabgrass killer. Hard to say after a northern hawk owl.
Right.
So we're enjoying a right brain northern hawk owl. And on the live line right now, we've got Sandra from the Nighthawk. So this is hawk related. How are you, Sandra?
I'm well, thank you. How about yourself?
Hey, we wanted to get you in real quick because some good barbecue buddies of ours are doing a chili cook-off with you. And we wanted to let people around the area, and that's basically West Michigan. So for those of you in other regions, pardon us for a little local pause here, but we just want to talk about something really fun that some great barbecue buddies are joining in on with Sandra at the Nighthawk. So, Sandra, tell us what's going on next weekend at the Nighthawk and how you're raising money.
Yes, we do a chili cook-off. We started it about 11 years ago. It's going to be our 11th annual. And the last 6 years, it is to benefit Spectrum Health Hospice and all their extra programs such as art therapy and music therapy and things of that nature. So all the money goes to Spectrum Health Hospice. The chili bracelets to get in, they're $5. We do a dollar hot dog, so it's very family-oriented. And we have live music. We have about four different bands that are playing that day. Just a great all-around community.
Oh, four different bands. Now you got me. That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
So, So you've got our good friend Bernie from Campaugh Corners, who is a purveyor of some great barbecue equipment and beer, as one of the teams. So we're going to, Jop and I are going to show up next Saturday and support Bernie and Leon and that whole team because they're buds. But what do the grand champions win?
Well, it's being that it's a charity event, it's really, and Bernie has won it a few times, so it's really some great bragging rights, and we do some different trophies for red chilies, white chicken chili, vegetarian chilies. We do another award for best theme team, and then we do also an award for people's choice.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on that day. There's a silent auction. There's 50-50 drawings. There's a live auction. And really the teams win those great bragging rights and a trophy.
Sandra, if somebody wanted to come to the event, what day is it? And tell them where you're located.
Yes, we are the date Saturday, April 29th. And we are located at 6950 Whitneyville. That is considered El Cho, and it's near the corner of 68th Street in Whitneyville.
They call it Campaugh Corners. Sandra from the Nighthawk, Chili, we're on it. Thanks so much for taking a minute to talk to the Grilling Guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So, sounds like fun. I love chili cook-offs. I mean, we do that one every year. They're all over the country. I think we ought to join a sanctioned chili cook-off, though, because we seem to have it kind of dialed in. And I'd really like to compete on a bigger level. These little local ones are a lot of fun. But, you know, like this one's sold out. 28 teams are sold out.
Right.
We can't even enter.
Yep. Well, I mean, that's all right. We got to the dance a little late on this one.
We did.
But
there's,
we'll go down with Bernie and his team and have a little bit of fun.
But all around the country, there's these chili cook-offs. And there's, like, this National Chili Association that just like the KCBS, It'd be kind of cool to get those folks on sometime, because this isn't the time of year you really think about chili a whole lot, although I eat chili year round.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm getting rid of freezer meat, because it cures all that ails you.
Right.
But I want to talk back, get back the train up a little bit. We were talking Alabama barbecue, and we did the obligatory local charity deal. When you talk about Southern barbecue in particular, there's kind of like two basic things they like to do. They either like to do whole hog, or they like to do pork shoulder. I mean, and everybody basically does ribs, right?
Right.
And then they have their special sausages, depending on, you know, what the ethnicity or the origins, like if you're in a German region or, you know, what that place was settled as. There's generally a flavor. If I was just in Wisconsin last week, and, you know, it's famous for brats and cheese.
Sure.
Right? And they're actually starting to brew some good beer there. So good for them. But, like, you know, different regions have the Italian sausage and stuff like that. And they always blend that in with their barbecue. But one thing I've noticed is there's kind of a battle between whether it's whole hog or shoulder. And I'm only mentioning this because my wife's relatives live down the street. And every year they have a pig roast. And it's this year it's going to be, you know, a couple hundred, 200-300 people. And I watch the son-in-law do this hog, and it's killing him. Because
they're just a ton of work.
Yes.
And for a product that tastes very similar to just the shoulder, the whole animal does, right? And I guess that there's a spectacle of taking this thing off the roaster, and it's as large as it is, because, you know, hogs come in a lot of different sizes. I've seen them 300-400 pounds on there. You know, that's a huge amount of work.
It's to debone, the handling.
The deboning and the taking all of the meat out to get what you get with a pork shoulder when it's just off the smoker. You pull it and you eat it.
So here's my idea, and here's what I pitched on my I'll call him nephew, Dan. I said, I want to come down and help you because it's too much for one guy.
Right.
Number two, he's renting these smokers that you get from big butcher shops,
yeah,
which are basically oil drums.
Right, on wheels.
There's no science.
Right.
You're feeding it every 2 or 3 hours. Your temperature's up and down. It's a nightmare. So I'm going to bring my big American Barbecue Systems judge in with the rotisserie racks and all this stuff. If they'll give me the blessing, I'm volunteering and I have to ask for permission. But I told him to do it this way. I said, get a nice little suckling pig, and I'll get about 16 butts, and we'll put a bunch of butts on and a nice little suckling pig. We'll set that suckling pig out on the middle of the whole display.
Sure.
Basically, you take a picnic table and you put brown paper on it, and you set the pig on that, and then you put your warming pans all the way around it.
Yeah.
Right? And you put the pulled pork, you serve
the shoulders.
Pork, yep, in those pans so it's nice and warm. You're not picking apart something you don't understand. You're not pulling tons of fat out. You don't have grease everywhere. And then throughout the entire meal, you've got this beautiful little smoked hog in front of you, so you get the effect. I think it's a way better solution.
Right.
So that's what we're going to be doing sometime in June. I've volunteered to go on with this gig. So that's just, in my opinion, if you have people, and I get it all the time, people want me to do weddings and all this stuff. Well, we're doing a hog. I was like, okay, let's back it up.
Right.
Because number one, when you have that whole hog on, you're not penetrating hardly anything with smoke.
Right.
Because chances are you're in an oil drum.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting the smoke. You can't season the meat. Yada, 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 yada. You come and taste my pulled pork over anybody that does a hog roast. And if you don't like this pulled pork better, do your hog roast. But I'll guarantee you, you never hear that comment, because you're getting a smoke ring on every cubic foot versus, you know, a 12 cubic foot piece.
Right.
It's the math.
Right. Seasoning and the whole smoke. Hogs are cooked with the skins on them.
Yes.
So the flavor doesn't penetrate the meat.
It's just a mess.
Yeah. It's just I prefer the shoulders myself, but it's, you know, there are a whole lot of listeners out there that roast hogs all summer long, and I'm sure their meat is really good. It's just that I prefer just the shoulders. It's so much easier to
work with. Great solution anyway, if you if you want to try something different with a little bit better profile.
Coming up next, we're not sure what we're going to talk about, but we're going to talk. Stick with us. We'll be back.